On this episode of NSFW Show, we break open a major conspiracy. Kanye West is Alex Jones. We will prove it for you here tonight. Also, an amazing musical talent, and we give you a preview of what you can expect from our new album recorded in Utah. It's all coming up on this edition on NSFW Show.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for NSFW is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is NSFW episode 185, recorded on July 2nd, 2013. Stop the lies and realize.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create a professional website, blog, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to squarespace.com and use offer code NSFW7.
You didn't even get to the flames. There's no, it just doesn't even matter because that means it is go time. We're NSFW, the new show full of wind, the new sauce for the Webernets, the show that is nominally safe for work. Hello, beautiful people. Starting right on time, like a digital clock hooked up to a microwave that a monkey is running with a cantaloupe. It's NSFW. That means I'm Brian Brushford, and of course we're joined, as always, by the inimitable co-host, part man, part machine, part misogynist, part masseuse. It's Justin Robert Young. What's going on, JRY?
The monkey and the cantaloupe is the Aesop's fable that was banned for racial intolerance.
Wait, because of the imagery of the cantaloupe. As we all know,
the cantaloupe was shaped like it had Pollock carved into it.
Right.
And, which was the rudest. Inappropriate.
It was the nastiestest cantaloupe in all of the land. Look, Justin, would it be fair to say that this is far and away the most prepared we've ever been for an episode
of
NSFW?
Brian, we are cantaloupes, not cantaloupes today here on NSFW
show. So you're saying like there's two kinds of people. There's those who cantaloupe and those who can't. So we are cantaloupes.
Exactly. I'm saying cantaloupes because they're in arranged marriages.
That's correct. But the cantaloupes, they're already at the 7-Eleven with a hobo who thinks he knows how to marry people, already making it happen.
A hobo who think he do know, as we say on the streets.
The hobo who think he do know. That's also what I have underneath my Walmart greeter tag. It says, Brian, the hobo who think he do know.
Yeah, that's another one of those boxing like boxing nicknames. Like if you're coming to the ring and you have the eight nicknames.
Yes. Like, the hobo who think he do know.
He do know.
Justin Robert Young.
Brian, we have a hell of a show. We have three things that we need to talk about, and they arrive in no particular order as we're going to be live. We're going to be in the same place at the same time, which rarely happens.
Well, and also, like, this is, let's pause, as we often do. Let's take whatever momentum we have and immediately cancel it.
We can't even get through the tease where we lay out what's going to happen without pausing the tease to talk more about the tease, which is in itself supposed to be so brief that we just set a roadmap.
I'm glad we're already on the same page here. Like you pointed out that in many ways, the story of NSFW has been the story of our friendship because we have spent more of our friendship, vastly more, maybe orders of magnitude more on screen together than in the same physical space. Like, and I wouldn't shut up about it. The whole first year we were doing BB Live Show, every time we got together in the same place, I was like, do you realize this is only the third time I've ever met you in person, even though we host a show together every week?
I know. And I'd say, shut up. Let's get back to making out.
Yes. Exactly. So this is weirdly like our track record has not changed all that much. I mean, at this point, it's less about the novelty. Like, I can no longer count on one hand.
There was a brief moment when you were still doing scam school in the Bay Area,
yep,
like once every 3 months.
Right.
And I was living in the Bay Area when it was like there was a semi-regular time when we were there.
Enough to quickly
squashed by the universe. When Scam School production got moved to Austin, which was better for Scam School,
right?
Not as good for us hanging out. However, this weekend in the snowboard resort.
Hold on, okay. Can I point out that in making fun of you call it the snowboard, I mispronounced the snowbird resort and said result. So I said the snowboard result. Yes, go on, Justin.
That would be like the Born Identity themed version of like a snowboard mixtape. Yes.
The snowboard result.
All right, so we are going to be in at Nerdtacular, Scott Johnson's big fat get together in Utah. We're going to be doing a bunch of stuff. One of the things that we are doing is we are recording a new album.
Yeah.
Somebody out there is saying Night Attack 3! And I say, shut up.
Yeah, nobody cares about Night
Attack. You ain't got no right to be.
Night Attack is so 2013, you're going to be embarrassed that you ever even heard of the album. The new hotness for 2013 is coming up in another week.
Yes. What we're going to be doing is, we heard, and I think it was very inspirational to me, when Night Attack 2 came out, Enjoy the Garden.
Yeah.
Enjoy the Garden. We were compared to Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner's album, The 2000-Year-Old Man.
Yeah.
And so I listened to it. I was blown away.
And by the way, I think we both had the same reaction. When we heard that we were compared to this hallowed institution of comedy, you and I both said, the hell is that? And so...
Well, and then, basically.
Yeah. But then
I said,
you
is that on YouTube?
Yes, exactly.
So what we are going to do is basically that album in form. So we are going to take the idea that one of us is interviewing the other one.
Right.
And we're going to have a bunch of characters that they are interviewing. What we're going to be doing at some point in the show is narrowing down the characters that you guys would like to see, both old and new ideas.
Right.
That we can put on this album. We're going to record it.
So I'll tell you what.
We're going to put it out.
In true NSFW form, do us a favor. Do us a favor. God damn, I can't even talk today. Chat Realm, do me a favor and make a doc so that we can start populating it with ideas for characters that you'd like to see in interviews with. Basically, because here's the thing, Justin. You asked me to listen to The 2000-Year-Old Man, and there is an hour-long album called The 2000-Year-Old Man in the Year 2000, and it's as though they just spent an hour doing exactly the Captain Morgan bit that you and I did as a joke. Like, we were so drunk that we're like, let's record ourselves drunk. It'll be hilarious.
And by the way, we weren't even doing the Captain Morgan bit. Like, the Captain Morgan bit was a derailment on us just doing more Night Attack recording. And
right.
Then I continued to derail it because I wouldn't stop holding a Captain Morgan bottle to my head and talking to you in this character voice.
Ahoy, Brian.
And so we're definitely going to do another Captain Morgan thing.
Right.
But anyway, we'll get to that. That's not going to be the first thing we're doing.
No.
Brian, we have to choose between, we're going to break down a video that we found on the internet.
That's true.
Or I got a conspiracy theory, Brian, and it's going to be startling for a lot of our listeners to hear.
Yeah, okay. Actually, now I've forgotten what your conspiracy theory is. Oh, no,
Hold on to your britches,
okay,
kids.
Let's do it. Let's just go ahead and let's jump right in with the conspiracy theory. I'm excited about this. Take me on this journey.
So anybody listened, I got a podcast called Jury, which is just me yelling into a live stream or interviewing my friends.
Yeah.
This week I was yelling into a microphone, and I was talking that I had come to a conclusion that Kanye West and Alex Jones are the same person. Number one. You ever seen him in the same place at the same time? I don't think so.
Well, no. I mean, one's a right-wing, talk radio broadcaster. The other does urban hip-hop.
Okay. Brian, I hear a lot of what the lamestream media, government-funded media is telling you.
All right.
Okay. I don't see a lot of facts. We've blown this one wide open.
We've blown it wide open. How did we do that?
We, the royal we, have blown it wide open.
You mean you.
Maybe. I'm just one messenger of the truth, Brian.
So what is your evidence for the fact that they are one and the same? Like maybe
I'm going to prove it to you. Because I have here quotes from Kanye West songs.
Okay.
And actual tweets from @RealAlexJones. And the only alterations I've made is to either take out specific political names.
Okay, all right.
And the N-word.
Okay. Because we all know which of the two is more likely to put the N-word in there.
Because they're going to obviously camouflage it a little bit.
Did
if
you
they're
say
the
camouflage?
Same
is camouflage like a sex move? You take a cat of nine tails and you just sort of whip a camel for a bit? You camouflage?
No. That's where you do it, but it's chamomile tea bags.
So I thought that was teabagging. That's not teabagging when you hit somebody
take
with
a cat of nine tails and you tie one chamomile tea bag to the end of each whip.
So there's nine total chamomile tea bags. But you have
and then
to
you
hit.
Say, isn't it relaxing?
Now, do you actually have to hit the animal, a camel, or can you hit a girl named Camille?
No, you hit somebody smoking camel cigarettes.
And you
hit Joe Camel.
You knock them out of their mouth. And you go like, you just got camouflaged. Now have
and
a relaxing.
Joe Camel just looks at you in his leather jacket and goes, come on, bro.
Hey, bro, I'm smoking that. That Turkish
Brian,
blend.
I got six of them here.
All right, let's hear. Go ahead. Here, I mean, look at that. We're talking about like kicking it old school. Look at that. I even have music going. Okay, I'm ready.
Brian, I want you to minimize the chat room so you can't see it.
Oof, that's tough for me to do.
The chat room's gonna, they're gonna feed you on this.
Done. It's done. There's no way that I can see them.
We're doing a scientific experiment, Brian. You're the Turing test.
Okay, got it.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm ready. And who are these folks again?
Kanye West, international recording star.
Right.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
Or talk radio syndicated sensation. And Piers Morgan Foyle, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go.
Now I'm gonna read you a quote.
Yep.
You're gonna make your guess.
All right, I got it.
And then I will play for you a sounder of either Kanye West or Alex Jones. The sound that you hear after you make your guess is the correct answer.
Okay? I'm ready. Got it.
The DEA teamed with the CAA, trying to lock us up.
Okay, the DEA, of course, the Drug Enforcement Agency. The CAA, that of course is a relatively well-known, very big agency that represents
Talent Representation Agency.
That's right. Okay. I think the trick is you got to try it on both ways. So you said, what's that line again?
The DEA.
Yeah.
Teamed with this, people are saying it's CCA, but I think it's CAA.
Yeah, it's got to be CAA.
Trying to lock us up.
Okay, you realize you just gave me the answer, because if the chat room is shouting what they think it is, that means it's probably a popular lyric. But just to try it
out
for size.
Or they're looking up, listen, I told you everything's coming from the Alex Jones Twitter. It's not hard to get to twitter.com/RealAlexJones.
That's a good point. Okay, here's the trick, is you got to say it with as though you're arguing with Piers Morgan, I believe, right? So it's Shelley.
You want me to read it in the form of an Alex Jones?
That would help me out tremendously. Let me hear it.
The DEA team with the CAA trying to lock us up.
That's pretty good. Can you throw a Pierce at the end?
Pierce?
There, okay. You know what? As good as that sounds, I'm going to have to go with a Kanye lyric.
Judges?
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Woo! See, I'm urban. I'm hip. I don't understand why everyone says I'm
you
not.
You got one.
That's one. All right. In fact, I'm going to get a t-shirt that says I'm just like you. I recognize the difference between Kanye West and Alex Jones.
All right.
What do you got?
FBI plan to kill leaders using snipers.
FBI plan to kill leaders using snipers. That almost rhymes. And these are all lyrics from Kanye West, right?
These are lyrics from Kanye West or quotes from real Alex Jones.
See, the problem is, like, I wouldn't put it past Kanye to do kind of a sloppy rhyme like that. Do me a favor. Can you rap that lyric for me just so I could try it on for size?
FBI plan to use leaders using snipers.
That's actually, you're actually singing an actual lyric from an actual song. But I don't think that song was written by Kanye. I'm going to go with Alex Jones on this one.
Wait, so you think Alex Jones was quoting another rap song?
I think he was.
His Twitter account? He was just like, well, Pierce. For some reason, he's always talking to Pierce. He's calling Pierce and leaving messages. Pierce, have you heard Public Enemy, Pierce?
They got a lyric I think you might like.
Was at the Bilderberg conference and had a conversation with Andrea Merkel and the guy from the Where's the Beef commercial. Not the lady, but the man in Madison Avenue who invented it. His name escapes me.
Okay.
Call me back. I'm going to be in the shower for the next 10 minutes. But so if I don't hear the phone to pick it up, don't think I'm not here. Just go ahead and leave a message. I'll call you back.
Okay, so am I right then? It was definitely a Public Enemy song.
17-7.
All right. I feel like...
2 for 2.
All right, I'm ready.
You think you have your bearings, don't you?
I do, but I feel like you're about to kick it to the next level. You're about to take it to a level that I had not anticipated.
We are roasting in this broth of filth and corruption.
Oh my God. This is so Justin Robert Young. You set those first two up to make me convinced that I knew what was up with this game.
You think you're the hobo who knows something?
I thought I was the hobo who does know, but instead, I'm the homeless man who just got kicked. All right, hit me again.
We are roasting in this broth of filth and corruption.
Okay, just give it to me as first Alex Jones.
Okay.
You gotta shout Pierce at the beginning.
Pierce! We are roasting in this broth of filth and corruption!
Okay, now give it to me as Kanye.
We are roasting in this broth of filth and corruption!
You make a really good argument. Only now does the brilliance of this bit come through. You know what? I'm gonna flip a coin on this one. I'm gonna say it really could go either way, but I'm gonna say Alex Jones.
Alex Jones?
Yep.
You have one chance to change your mind, Brian.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna stick it. We are Pierce. We are roasting in this souffle.
1776 will commence again.
Yeah! It's good. I feel like it was a near thing.
Pretty good.
All right. But can I tell you right now, like, all I'm thinking of is, like, Justin doesn't ever propose a game that he doesn't know there's a good twist. Like, this is the fact that you came to me with this game tells me that everything up until then has been just preamble and BS.
All right. Smart pills snitch you out to your doctor.
Smart pills snitch you out to your doctor.
Yep.
God damn it.
Would you like it in the voices?
Yes, please.
Pierce! Smart pills snitch you out to your doctor.
It does make a lot of sense. All right, let me hear it as a lyric.
Smart pills snitch you out to your doctor.
Okay, here's the only thing that pops into my mind here, Justin, and forgive me. It just seems to me that it's more poetic than I would hear from an Alex Jones. So it feels to me like it's got to be Kanye, because it's an absurdist image.
All right, one chance to change your mind.
No, I'm going to stick with it.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Woo! What?
Oh, wait, hold on. I played the wrong thing.
1776 will commence again.
I did. But wait, that was right.
You lose. But I got it wrong?
Wait, I award that's... you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
So wait, that's an actual Alex Jones quote?
At Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Smart pills snitch you out to your doctor.
Okay, this is... God damn it. What's funny is I thought I was playing, like, I thought I was doing the show a favor by playing softball with you and just allowing myself to be wrong. or like I was like, wow, these are really too easy. All right, you genuinely got me with that one, asshole. All right, let's all do right. Another one.
The government administered AIDS.
Okay, the government administered AIDS, which I can totally hear as the lyric, or if I follow up with Pierce, the government administered AIDS.
Well, again, remember, these might read more literary because he's writing them. These are not quotes that I heard on his show. Although, I will say this, I believe, is a richer minefield than I had initially thought. If you, the viewer, would like to send me corresponding Kanye West or Alex Jones quotes from his show, please do. Send it to nsfwshow at gmail.com, and we will play this game again.
No, yeah, this
1776 will rise again, Brian.
I can already tell, Justin, this is going to be one of our most beloved recurring bits, especially as I continue to fail. One more time. What was the quote?
The government... administered AIDS. That's... again, right to the point. You know, this is not floating around. This is not I mean, it's obviously a theory, but it is a statement of fact. By the way, I just want to point out that the chat room, you're not watching the chat room, hopefully. The chat room is split on this.
Really?
Here, yeah. You know, and what? They have been for the last couple.
Let me go ahead and throw it up there. Yeah, no, they are half and half. Yeah. All right, you know what? I'm going to go with, I will go with Kanye.
Kanye West. All right.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
I'll tell you what, I will freely admit that is not out of skill. That is not out of noodling around a corner and figuring you out. That was dumb luck. That was a flip of the coin.
I think... the next time we do it, we need a panel, because I feel like this works better if people are trying to go against each other
and arguing. Yeah. Oh no. Like yeah, it's certainly, because at this point I don't have a dog in the fight. I mean, I'm doing my best to try to represent the interests of the NSFW audience, but man, all right, you got another one?
Okay, one last one.
So I'm up 3-1, right? I'm doing pretty well.
Yes.
Okay.
Final
but,
one.
But again, my job as arbiter, the Turing test of sentience.
I mean, you would say that you were guessing on the last three, right?
I failed. Yeah, oh, guess. Yes. Yes. No, totally. That pinky in the air, yeah.
How do you stop the Black Panthers?
God damn it. How do you stop the Black Panthers?
Yeah.
Justin, there's just no...
I mean, listen, Brian, when will the media pay attention to the fact that Kanye West and Alex Jones are obviously the same person?
Look, I'm going to go with Alex Jones on that, because that seems like something he would ask rhetorical. Like, I'll bet it's the Black Panthers. How would you stop the Black Panthers, Pierce?
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Son of a bitch.
You lose.
This is a hell of a lot harder game than I had dared thought, man.
How do you stop the Black Panthers? Ronald Reagan cooked up the answer.
Oh, is that... Kanye? Here we go.
Which,
I gotta
again,
look-
is like, I had to cut off the second part because it'd be more of a giveaway.
I feel like
but
I need to...
But it is
to,
actually the funnier conspiracy theory that Ronald Reagan invented crack and distributed it through the black community.
I feel like I got to do my Wrath of Khan moment here and give it to Kanye and go, let me get focused here. Come on. Focus on my crappy ass hairline. What? Come on. I'm trying to do a bit, camera. You got to focus. Whatever. Kanye! I don't know if that worked or not.
Brian.
Yeah, what's up?
You want to know who didn't cook up an answer to the Black Panthers?
Yeah, you know who also didn't fail at that last bit and screw up two of the last three? I'll tell you, if our friends over at Squarespace had shown up and had competed, I'll tell you one thing, they would have gotten all five right, and they wouldn't have like just stopped rendering answers halfway through the entire show.
Absolutely.
And why
is
that?
Here's the deal. Squarespace, ladies and gentlemen, best in the biz. Okay? You can't get any better. What could be better? You and Squarespace. That's how that song was originally written. And then they changed it for marketability.
That's true.
Okay? Brian, last fall, Squarespace upgraded.
Now, I heard this, right? But that's hard for me to believe because, like, I was using the old Squarespace and it was great. You're telling me there's something better than the old Squarespace?
Hell yeah. It's called Squarespace Right Now. And you want to know what's better than Squarespace Right Now?
Nothing, I would assume.
Squarespace Tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. That's what's better because they keep rolling out new iterations, new features, new templates.
Did you say new inner reshapes? New into reshapes?
That's what it does to your soul, Brian.
It inner reshapes
your soul to be a better man.
That's true.
You can be a better father. You are a better father because your daughter made a Squarespace website.
Yes, she totally did, and she did it all on her own. Panda-save.com, made by an 8-year-old at the time. Now she's 9. Don't hold that against her. But that's how easy it is, man. You can look utterly and completely
exceptionally
pro.
Well-designed, Brian.
Award-winning. And in fact, like, my favorite story is Jeff Cannata. He was one of the 50 designs to be inspired by a website community. This website community apparently did not know about the awesome templates that Squarespace had, and all of a sudden they're all like, whoops.
New calendar feature called the Events Collection that allows you to share schedule updates like store sales events or band tour dates. Brian, what I'm trying to get at here...
Dude, hold on. No, this is like legit, like pinky in the air. I'm not doing a bit or anything. Like this is...
Your pinky in the air, like you don't really care.
They do that now because like that's been my biggest gripe about... like Squarespace makes it as easy as possible to update my site, but you'll notice if you go right now to my website, it says now booking tour scheduled 2012 because I still haven't, and that's on me. I haven't gone in there to manually update the list of the schedule. Like if they have a calendar thing for tour schedules, swear to God, man, I'll get it done like tomorrow. I'll get that cut up.
Well, they got it. They got it now, Brian. It's waiting for you.
All right. Well, then I'm going
to
stop doing this show.
Everything's drag and drop. Best mobile experience, powerful and flexible e-commerce solutions. Squarespace integrates all your website needs into one platform. Domains, design, development, commerce, hosting, and 24/7 customer support for a free trial. Brian, do you want to know how you get a free trial?
Well, I assume you have to like know somebody to get you on the inside. You have to apprentice under them for a few years, and then you got to like give three back rubs and high five of genius.
Sign up. How about that?
Well, okay, but you definitely need, like, a credit card and then to make you...
Mm-mm.
You're saying, like, I could be on and designing just like that fast?
No.
It's as
no
fast...
credit card. You pull out a credit card, they say, eh. Like, they just make that noise and throw their eh.
And then what if you, like, try to shove it?
That's what they do. So here's the deal. No credit card needed. Try it out. Start building your website. If you decide to purchase it, use offer code NSFW7. Get 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, including monthly and annual plans. And don't forget, listen, you go with the annual plan, you get a free domain registration.
Right on, man.
Everything you need. Brian, you found a gem.
I sure did. Actually, you know what?
You were mining.
One of the things that we always do... before NSFW is I always come on about an hour early and start rocking a pre-show where it's just sort of whatever you've brought me, internet, come and say. You ever see?
I miss that, by the way, because I used to do the pre-show with you, and now like I often am on the road or I'm driving to Twit and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it just I miss being on. We got to figure out a way for me to be on it again.
Yeah. Yeah, we probably should. In this case, what was that movie about the dude who controlled all the rats with his minds? And it had the Willard. Guy from Back to the Future.
It was a remake of a movie called Willard.
That's what I always think of. It's like I go and I'm like, internet, bring me your videos, and then we just get this eclectic mix of the most crazy crap on the planet.
There was one. I got an email this week.
Okay.
That said, can the whole show be about this?
And you said, of course.
It doesn't matter what I said, because I feel like this is the moment when you just start playing the video.
Well, then let's take a look.
Should have seen it coming. I've gone and hurt the one I love. There's no question who's to blame. The darkness from within, it's such an empty, empty space, full of pain and shame and blame. So,
okay, hold on.
Now, people are saying that this is your dad. I've met your dad, Brian, and it's not him. However, if you were to cross an older Brian Brushwood with the haircut of Diamond Dallas Page circa 1997, you would have exactly the man that is standing before us digitally in this show. This is for the audio listeners, okay? This man looks like the guy who would be singing at the Cabana Bar in Dania Beach, Florida, right now. Okay? And what time is it in Dania Beach? In Dania Beach, it is
1 a.m.
Just about midnight.
Yeah, there you go.
He is singing right now, Copacabana. Right now, this is what he's singing.
All
right.
If you do want to know, this is Tom Cat the Hurt, and that's Cat with three T's.
Well, you got to have him, Brian.
Of course. It's his name is like his mullet. It's business up top and party in the back. Tom Cat the Hurt. This video, I cannot believe, only has 5,000 views. It is an exquisite. It's amazing.
And Brian, we're only. This is a rich, deep experience.
Should I? Okay.
Let's continue. It washes over because people are right now. They're like, "This sucks. This is terrible." Just let it waft into your nostrils.
Yes.
Wafting
okay.
it. Here we go.
Okay. So keep in mind. All right. I'm gonna just think about how much he looks like me from now on.
Oh, what?
Just to explain, it dissolves into the same guy in two outfits, both with black slacks. On the left, a tight white shirt with black suspenders. And on the right, a blazer with no shirt.
Okay, but here's what's amazing is look at the synchronicity between their motions. Like, he gets the exact same moves down for each take.
Did I let you down?
By the way, the photo of an Asian lady slowly comes into frame and fades into the background as he is doing his as if he were the Temptations.
Oh my God.
You know, he is doing like the standing still backup dancer.
Yes,
like
yes.
Dance routine.
Oh, it's amazing.
No me anymore. No me anymore.
Brian,
Did you see the judgment on her face? Like, it makes me suddenly, like, now that I see her full expression, I'm wondering what the context that this photo was taken in, where it's like she's clearly disappointed in something.
Here's the problem, Brian. I've already blown the lid off a major conspiracy theory once during this show. How do you answer charges that this is not from the future, you singing to an Asian Bonnie?
Well, first of all, as we all know, Bonnie the Invisible Wife is invisible. You know, who's to say she's not Asian? So, first of all, let's full
Good
stop.
Point.
Start that
as Sunbun
theory.
Says, Opa Brushwood style.
Oh my God. It's like, I love thinking about this as me in 10 more years. Okay, now take a look. Like, dude on the left is playing it kind of normal. Dude on the right is like, sad. This is like Devil Man.
So no shirt. No shirt, Tomcat. Is sassing it up
no,
right now.
He's all like, he's like, you know, hey man, back door. But then the guy on the left is like,
number one, I think both of them are into the back door. If you catch my drift.
Fair enough. All right. This is okay, but look at the difference. This guy's like, you could take him to your family. This guy's like, no, I'll be ashamed of myself forever after tonight.
Ryan,
you've got yeah.
Do you think he went to Warby Parker too?
Yeah, I mean those are stylish glasses. I don't see why you're harping on those frames.
I mean, listen. I know you're focusing on the fact that people are saying he's you. I really can't get over the fact that he has Diamond Dallas Page's haircut. Do me a favor, pull up an image search of Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Alice Page, you said?
Dallas. Diamond Dallas, like the city.
Diamond Dallas Page. Oh, there you go. Auto completed for me. Thank you very much. It sure as hell is. I almost just won the bet just now. The bet.
DDP with a self high five for the mullet that is on that man.
Okay, can I, like, my favorite thing about it is that it's like he's got a secret the entire time. Like, he's grinning at something that he can't quite bother to tell you.
Yeah, it gets a little bit more explicit the further we get into this song.
And feed the heart and make it shine once more. It's got to be that way. So why?
I love the fact that for at some point he's like, well, at this point I have a track of me backing myself, so I feel like I really ought to bring back the backup dancer version of myself to sing behind me while I'm singing this part.
And the funny thing is that this is like its own genre on YouTube, right? You'll have these people who are very, very talented musically.
Sure. Yeah.
That will like record themselves in 8 different windows doing a different part, and they will build through whatever music program they're working with, like Pro Tools.
Well,
they'll build each layer and then record themselves playing
that
layer.
And usually part of the charm of those videos is the low-budget nature of them. The fact that it's clearly done with a webcam or whatever. Like, what?
So you're saying this is too high budget?
Absolutely. This is total uncanny valley. Like I either want my cable access programming to look like cable access programming, or I want my high-quality production to look like high-quality production. But when you get them all crossed up and you get this weird stuff, it breaks the brain.
I don't know me anymore. Know me anymore, do you?
I'm good. I just want to hold on. Can you give me just a moment? I just want to see if I can. All right, so he's leaning kind of to the left. I just want to. Just give me just this moment. I apologize for all the audio listeners. This is difficult. All right, just tell me if this is close.
All right, change it to you though now.
Okay, I can't see it while I'm
changing. No. Go to you.
All right. Ooh, I see what you did. You're
no
asshole.
change it to you though. I can't. It's still on the same guy.
All right, screw you.
So what?
I haven't been paying attention to the words. Have you been paying attention?
Yes, Brian. In fact, I was just about to bring that up. So the lyrics are, so why did I make you cry? I don't know me anymore. Don't know me anymore, do you? He doesn't understand why he has caused such a hurt, because he understands that he himself has made a fundamental change in his life.
Yeah, sure.
And he wants to know if they pick up on the fact that he is not the same person that he was.
Why is he still trying to seduce her? It sounds like he's apologizing for having screwed up, but seriously, I screwed up, but can we talk about it while we're banging?
Sounds like he just wanted a reason to swish his hips while he danced and sang.
Okay, all right.
So I cry and I lie.
This is so good.
To myself. Every day. So I cry.
For the audio listeners, he is now in double head while his fingers tinkle the ivories.
Tickle the ivories. There's no tinkling, I don't think.
Wait, he does it. It's tinkling, right?
But now he's in the middle. He's getting attacked from four hands at once.
Yeah.
This guy is awesome. Like, I wish I could have this level.
Ryan, do you hear the lyrics there? I have to stop the lies and realize the hurt I've caused you.
Are you seem like you're painting a very specific picture of where you suspect. Columbo, is there something you want to tell us? Because you were about to leave, and I feel
I'll tell you what. I think it's probably just a love song. Except... there's just one thing.
Wait, what is it? I don't understand.
Why don't you keep playing the song?
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, I guess. I don't see what. It's as though that moment was a direct answer to your implied allegation.
Keep going.
And I like the fact that it's just like two of you ghosts get lost. This is my part of the song.
Yeah. Brian, he's got to stop the lies and realize.
No, he does. Well, because he keeps hurting her and he doesn't understand why. Oh!
Solo, baby.
But also the picture came to life. His sweet
the lady
honey
is now doing a traditional Asian fan dance.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna skip it past the whole solo. Oh. All right.
Brian, what do you think he's lying about?
I think he's lying. I think he's lying about...
I mean, because obviously something big. He's going through a lot of effort.
He is. He needs to stop the lies and realize.
He's got to stop the lies.
Right.
And realize that, something.
Well, realize how he's hurting her is what I'm understanding. If I'm getting
sure, what do you think he's doing? What internal struggle could be going on that's hurting the relationship?
Okay, can
I tell you something fundamental? Okay, right?
Can I tell you like legit ass? At some point, this guy had the idea. He wrote the song, had the idea for the video, and he says to presumably his girlfriend. So, like, your picture will come in, and I'll use that really good picture where you're, like, looking disgusted at something. But then you'll appear in the video. And so she's like, yeah. Like, do you think she ever, like, listens to the song and wonders who?
Okay, now we get into the real discussion. Do you really think that that's his girlfriend, or is that somebody that he knows that he wants to put in the video because it's a different song if it's not a lady.
God, I want all of this to be exactly what it looks like. I want it to look...
I mean, number one, he's a dude on YouTube. We can find this out tomorrow.
I kind of don't want to know, man. I want it to just be on its own. Like, it's kind of gorgeous for what it is.
Because I'm guaranteeing you that the genie's out of the bottle in terms of comments on his...
Oh, sure. But, and like he's responding to them all on here. Like, here we go. Somebody says, Polyester Avalanche says, I feel like I've gotten in on the ground floor of something special. Now, here's the thing. Do you think that this could be like a crafted gag? Is this exactly what it seems
to be? Without a doubt. No.
Really?
Not a one. Nay. I say absolutely this is genuine. And I would also like to officially extend the warm hand of NSFW friendship for Tomcat to perform on the Summer Music Series.
Oh my God, that's full on legit, dude. He wants to come on out 100%. I don't know where he is. That would be huge. Real curious what this song's about, Justin. All right, well done, Tomcat. The Hurt. Check it out.
I feel like The Hurt is, it's what they call a summer anthem, Brian.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I would love to maybe at some point during Nerdtacular, and we got to talk about Nerdtacular, but maybe at some point there'll be a moment where you and I fight and we go to separate sides of the stage, and then I'm like, well, I feel like I want to apologize, but I can't because he's such a jerk. And you're like, well, I just feel terrible about all those lies I told. And then,
yep.
And then there's that moment. Maybe look over at you and look away. Kind of ashamed.
And then my head fades in.
And then I comb my hair back. I've gone and hurt the one I love. Oh my God, karaoke with this would be incredible.
Oodle deedle
do. Well, the good news is that Chat Realm is amazing because here we already have this. Seems legit.
Brian, I don't know me anymore.
It's true, man. It is true. Dude, you want to take a moment to talk about Nerdtacular? And first of all, we're 100% for reals, dude. If we can get this guy on the show, that would be legit.
No, Tomcat, listen. The three T's stand for timing, testosterone, and
testicles.
Tectonic plates. Because he moves.
Well, he does, man. He's got the... People are saying legit the yes. Hey, man. So we've got, we're coming up on Nerdtacular, right?
And by the way, show of hands, live viewers, if you're going to be there at Nerdtacular. I know. Listen, this is the joining of our houses.
Yes.
This is the arranged. Brian, of course, Chat Realm.
It's the arranged marriage.
And Scott Johnson, there is the official.
Holy crap! Hold on. Look at Tomcat's website. That's freaking metal. Yeah, Tomcat. Eat crap, losers. Thomas Patton, Tomcat, middle child of three brothers, proudly Canadian, born and raised in Toronto. This is amazing.
So we're definitely going to have him on. That's actually
we've got to get him on. This is so metal in a way. Like I wish I could give fewer craps than this guy does about what you think. This guy is.
So, and to explain for the audio listeners, it says, hi, ya, at the top of his website, and he is jump-kicking a keyboard in half.
Because he hates keyboards. I'm like, I'm tired of this black and white segregation. I'm going to kick a keyboard with my karate.
Jeez.
Come the fall
of McGee with something that I can't repeat. But
come
it's very
the
funny.
Fall... Come the fall of 2007, Thomas found himself plagued with conjugal problems compounded by the classic midlife crisis. However, it was the good advices of a great friend that reconnected him with music in a big way.
Yeah, it did.
So good. Did you, real quick, side note, did you see the turquoise Jeep poison video that they did with the auto tunes?
With the Flula, who they just did the new summer banger. Taste you like yogurt.
Oh, no. I didn't know that he was in that as well. So I guess they both appeared on each other's thing.
Yeah. And they reached out when the new video dropped because they're trying to blow it up. And they were very, very, very excited about coming back on the show.
Okay. Real quick, Justin, I'm going to show you a photo. And I'm going to have to explain to you that it's a photo, that it's a Photoshop. because you did not believe it's a Photoshop.
F my B. That's an actual photo. It's Brian with no Photoshop at all. Wait, no. It's him on Tomcat's face, and it looks magnificent.
It looks it's just Tomcat. I need to make that my Twitter avatar.
By the way, listen, just to give people a sense of how this show is recorded, when I do the show live in the Twit brick house, oftentimes it's usually like last week with Marion Call was a crazy anomaly. We had like an audience and everything. Normally, it's just me and Jammer B. Ever since P. Delante moved up, he hangs out. But oftentimes, off to my left is one Raygun 01, Jason Howell.
Sure.
Who just
is always trying to work.
Off to the corner, when you showed that photo, he just says, impressive.
Oh, my God.
Brian, you got to stop the lies.
I do. I got to realize.
And realize. Stop the lies.
Oh, crap. Everybody in the chat room is screaming that I got to remember this tube. Did I tell you at the beginning of the show that I had to open this tube?
All right, so let's open the tube. Then we talk characters for Nerdtacular. Then
yes.
We get
no. That is important. So here's the thing. I got an email. Let me actually bother to find the actual email so I can read it correctly, because this is awesome enough that I don't want to screw it up. First of all, I don't think we ever got an answer from on how many people were actually going to be there at.
I don't know, a bunch. If you want to go to /loot.com right now, you can buy the official.
Crossover.
A chat realm comes to Nerdtacular t-shirt. It is the Frog Pants Frogman.
Yep.
Who is wearing a Diamond Club t-shirt. We are going to pick one up when we are out there in Snowbird. It is awesome. I love it. I will be wearing it all the time on the show. And we'll get to what we're recording because it's going to be fun. And also, by the way, Brian, that me and you are going to be at odds during this show. We got to stop the lies and realize
that we're about
that
to
we
kick
are
each
going
other's
to
ass.
Be on different teams coming up here at Nerdtacular.
All right, so I got an email from a guy named Liam, and I'm not going to give his full name on the off chance that he doesn't want
Gallagher
the whole
of
thing
Oasis.
Out. Yes, Liam Gallagher from Oasis. If you want your full name, I'll say it next week. Hello, Brian. I've sent you an email before, and you replied with a thank you for your military service. My younger brother is a brilliant artist, and he does some silly paintings and drawings as well. One of his latest pieces he was commissioned to do for a friend is right up NSFW's alley, and I'd like to send it to you as a signed print. Maybe you could put it up in one of your episodes. I know other people have sent in things before. What address can I use? I don't want to tell you what it is and ruin the surprise. I think it would be fun if you did an unwrapping on NSFW, which is what we're about to do. There's nothing inappropriate about it at all. Thanks again. I hope to see a reply with an address to mail it to him. Also, if you do reply, please let me know if, when it is sent, who would be the right person to sign for it. Thanks in advance. Liam, last name redacted.
Gallagher.
USN retired.
And after all, you're my Wonderwall.
And then he sent, and he called, and when he sent it, it arrived after NSFW. But then the following week, like, it didn't work out for me to pick it up from the P.O. box, but I got it now. And then he started hitting me up saying, hey, by the way, I don't feel like the art that you're getting is quite indicative of the talents of, he said it was his brother. And so he starts sending me a link to his other work. This guy is like a mad pencil superstar with these extraordinarily realistic drawings.
So that's why I was wondering, because normally you are not the take the chance on the show of opening stuff up, but this is a, you've set this up a lot.
Yeah.
There's a little Tupac pencil action.
And this is not
Brian, why don't you bring this one out?
All right, I'm going to open it up. Now here's the thing is I don't know what
bring
it is.
Bring them out.
The
start
only
the yell when the barrel's in your mouth.
The only promise we got is that it's so bizarre it made him think of us, right? So he I already saw a rainbow. I'm already in love with whatever it is. Here is a print. It's a real life. Wait, is that a Pomeranian unicorn with a rainbow coming out its ass? Are you kidding me? It says here, to Brian Brushwood and Bonnie the Invisible Wife and Justin Robert Young, personal email, public email, first run, 2 of 10. This may be, it's a Pomeranian.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I'm going to get this thing framed and put it on my wall immediately.
I want one. That is awesome. All right. Well, listen, email that dude. Let us know where we can buy it, because I'll guarantee you
if you like it, his public email is Joe Weisner, J-O-W-E-I-S-N-E-A-R. J-O-W-E-I-S-N-E-R @gmail.com. But you're not going to get 2 of 10, because that is going to be framed and put up on the wall. And I guarantee you, Penelope's going to freak the hell out when she sees this. That is amazing. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Liam, for having that sent over to us. I will totally frame it.
No, Liam, I'll tell you what. I always liked you better than Noel. And I'll just get that out on Front Street right now.
Finally. Let's make that happen. Okay, so let's talk about what we're going to do.
Let's talk about album stuff.
All right, real quick.
Number one.
Wait. Real quick. We do have to say that we will be hosting a private event. This is a private party that Justin and I will be hosting. It'll just be the two of us doing a private event as two guys who like...
Yes, it's going to be a private party.
...having parties at conventions.
Birthday.
As two people who like having a private party... We will be providing some alcoholic beverages, and we will pick...
Well, we don't want to be rude.
No, that's what I say, right?
What are we going to do? Hey, friends, welcome to our hotel room. Hit the tap, jerk
right.
off.
Correct. No, we're going to actually provide drinks that we like, and luckily, we got our hands on what I think is one of the finest beverages available today. There it is. Ruin them.
Let me just say this. We got a couple details back from Steve from California Shiners, who is our partner with Ruinum. Number one, I think me, Brian, we were kind of overwhelmed at the number of bottles that we've pre-sold. I don't want to say it because I literally have no idea
if it's good or
whether
bad.
Whether or not it's good
it's
or bad.
It's certainly more than we thought we would do.
Yeah.
And as I pointed out to Justin, I was like, look, man, everything else we do, like somebody takes a gamble on Night Attack and you don't know if it's going to be good or bad and you're going to give your $5. And you're going to be like, well, was that a mistake or not? There's no gamble on this. At the end of the day, you're definitely buying booze that will definitely get you drunk. So it's like there's no downside to it.
And let me tell you this. This is a flask inhibitor. Okay?
Oh,
this is a sip on it. You're gonna stay right, okay? Yeah. It is damn right. It's some act right.
Right on.
Here's the deal. The word is 2 weeks from bottling, which probably means about 3 weeks from shipping.
Oh, okay. So we're saying like that's how far off we are from getting our hands on this stuff.
If you're going to Nerdtacular, I'm going to be drinking it because I'm bringing it.
Yep.
Brian's going to be drinking it because he is the co-creator.
Sure.
And a friend. But then again, I think that we're going to have a lot of other friends at Nerdtacular.
Maybe get your hands on it. All right, we'll see. Okay, so let's do, we're going to do an event.
Real quick, actually, before we get to that recording, there is one news. I thought of a morsel of news that could be about Night Attack 3.
Man, I'll tell you what. Is it fair to say, Justin, that you and I are both equally surprised at how good Night Attack 2 was?
Oh man, we really knocked it out of the park, we're so great, but I mean like like both of us are like, you know, have this very journeyman attitude where it's like we're like, well, you know, who are we? We're two assholes on the internet, what do we know? Let's try to make something funny. But I'm shocked at how re-listenable Night Attack 2 is. And to be honest,
oftentimes when people speak about Night Attack 2, I say, listen, you got to stop the lies and realize the hurt, like, I've caused.
Whenever somebody says, hey man, I really like Night Attack 2, you're like, you do. Night Attack 2, you say? Because I tell you one thing about Night Attack 2. Oh man, right, I thought the lyrics were gonna come in just fine. Then. Sorry.
It was a good thought. And we got a good laugh out of it.
That's fine. It's fine.
Here's the deal. Night Attack 1 was recorded over Skype.
Yeah.
Night Attack 2 was all recorded in the same space.
Yep.
Last week, we had Marion Call on.
Yep.
Many of you remember the Strum Bum who murdered it on the acoustic guitar. Turns out he's the tech at a really awesome professional studio in Austin and said that he would be very, very interested in recording and mixing a comedy album. So there's a shot. I don't know. You never know how these things work out.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
I would say that if this studio understood that being a part of this album was beneficial to their interest because there's a very excited fan base that would be very much indebted to talking about this studio in their Twitter account.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they would maybe be more excited about actually recording it. So we've been told that they'd be interested in it. A dream, right? To step into a recording booth as talent.
Oh my God. Right? No, that would be huge. And I'll tell you what, like we would fly you in, the two of us would do peyote, and then we would like do a ritual, and then we would step into the studio, and then magic would just...
It would actually be hard, because it was hard to nail like more than 30 minutes of recording at any given time, just for whatever reason.
I like this idea, though, man.
It would be the most intense recording we've ever done if we did it in the studio.
Right. Okay. Look, yes, that is definitely the plan. We'll try to make that happen. And to be honest, the sooner the better, man. Figure out a time that you can come down to Austin, and we'll just bang it out, man. 3 days? You're telling me we can't come up with another album in 3 days?
I'll tell you what. We'll find out. But that's not the next album that you will hear from us. The next album you'll hear from us is... what we will record live from Utah. I think Brian and Justin live from Utah.
There you go.
Working title.
So the whole thing is we were astonished at how similar what we were doing with a lot of our bits was to what smarter, more talented, and funnier people have done before us. So we decided,
And also simultaneously how well the Captain Morgan stuff
was received. Sure. And we were astonished because it was really easy for us to do. And, It was amazing. But the point is, we want to try to recreate that lightning in a bottle by doing a series of interviews live on stage with various characters. And these are up to you guys to decide on. So we're going to do a real quick jam session right now. Some of them are going to be classics, like I'm sure, you know, an interview with, Ira Sockman, I think, is a done deal.
Iris Ackman could definitely, he's a little bit more of a rich character. He's somebody that, you know, has had a history. The more we've talked to Iris Ackman, the more people seem to have liked them.
Fat Rick.
Fat Rick might, I mean, listen, there's a lot that Fat Rick has eaten.
But of his win. We had talked about me playing the straight man role, but I think there may be a place for us to try reversing things just to see how it goes.
Oh, no, definitely. I think But of his win. But of his win's got to be all up in the business.
Okay, right. What about the Gumshoe voice? Is there any depth to that character?
No, Gumshoe, I mean, because the problem is you don't want to go for things that are just me making fun of people, right?
Yeah, sure.
Like, or just imitating. Like, Postini, I think, yeah, there might be a little bit of a Postini thing there. Gumshoe, I don't think. Tomcat, maybe. But Scam School, Brian. Okay, so they're saying that link there will be what people have put in throughout the entire...
Oh, great. Awesome. So the doc with the characters. There it is right here. Got it. Yeah, look at this. They already got everything.
I don't think the Black Herman Cain is really much.
No, it's really that was really a one note attack.
It is, yeah.
What about Jimmy Cox?
He only likes to do two things, Brian.
That's record offensive comedy albums, and that's it.
I think there might be some room for Jimmy Cox.
Postini or Ghostini. Man, this is that moment. This is the magic of Chat Realm. It's like we just said, here's a thing that we'd like to do. And these guys are just like you can see live this stuff happening to everyone. Iris,
now, you're going to have to read these off because the monitor I'm looking at is like super pixel.
Oh, got it. Jimmy Cox, Captain Morgan, Postini / Ghostini, the ad dragon. Whatever happened to the ad dragon?
You know, I kind of feel like the ad dragon sort of lived, he lived the life he was going to live during the.
Now
Dark
he's
Academy.
Selling zoo books and it's really a great thing for him. we also have, Buttimus Wind, Neil Gaiman, which is a total.
Neil Gaiman, I mean, because of course Neil Gaiman is a comic. Who right. gets booked well, I mean, at conventions
and again,
like Dragon Con.
There's all these people who think that we're talking about Neil Gaiman. We're not talking about Neil Gaiman. No.
He's and listen, I find his act offensive, okay? But he's very popular with a coarser crowd at a lot of these Dragon Con-esque conventions. And I don't find what's funny about him, but his name is Neil Gaiman. I don't think it's his real name.
No, that's what he
his
performs.
His stage name is Neil Gaiman.
Yes. Let's see. Simple Southern Lawyer.
Yeah, the Sandman.
Oh, yeah.
I effed him in the butt.
Carney Cow.
Carney Cow. I mean, the thing is, I think, all right. No, Carney Cow we could definitely do. Carney Cow, I think, kind of has to be there.
Mail Route. Oh, the real Stan Ree. Hey, is the real Stan Ree going to be there?
I don't think so, actually.
Oh, son of a biscuit. That would be amazing. What about Herbert Hoover, the jazz musician?
I just got a whisper in my ear that maybe Steve McTillitooter.
Yeah. Young Jury, Carmen Sandiego, Chief, Steve McTillitooter, the soundboard. Go Pebble Dealer, maybe somebody who deals in Go Pebbles.
Was that
Pebbles?
Even a character, or are people just inventing things in the expanded universe of our show?
That's the idea. You know, oh, wait, what if we didn't? Is this too topical?
Do you want to do the Go Pebble Dealer? I'll interview you as the Go Pebble Dealer.
Actually, that'd be pretty good. Okay, a Go Pebble Dealer is a good idea. What if we were to recreate an interview, an alternate history of Pierce Morgan and Alex Jones? Would that be too topical?
Like I would actually love to do it.
Them as buddies.
You want to do Pierce?
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, dude, 100%. I just gotta work on my British douchebag.
Try it out.
How does he
Let's
sound?
See where you're at.
Alex, I'm afraid that I don't quite understand where you're coming from.
Pierce. A steel pipe didn't kill that lady. Okay. Number one.
Alex.
Trayvon Martin was not killed by a marionette that was brought to life by a voodoo priestess.
Alex. All right.
The tyrants did it.
Alex, are you, if you're going to let me finish what I'm about
Red
to say.
Red Skull did it.
Alex.
Dr. Doom.
Alex.
Took over Latvernia in over 40 years ago, Pierce.
Alex, are you done?
Dr. Doom is a man who lives in a metal mask.
All right. Alex, I know.
I've been to the Baxter building and uncovered. We've blown this wide open.
No. Nobody is questioning
the
Alex.
The secret wars will begin again if you don't depose Dr. Doom.
Alex, you're talking about the Beyonder.
Victor Von Doom was at the Build-A-Bear conference.
Alex.
With Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Alex, the Beyonder.
And four members of O-Town.
The Beyonder.
The boy band from 1999.
The Beyonder has
also,
powers.
The writers of Adaptation. Charlie Kaufman was at the Build-A-Bear conference.
Are you done, Alex? Are you done, Alex?
I'm trying to tell the truth.
Alex, all of this has nothing to do.
Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
Molecule Man is here to respond to you, Alex. Molecule
okay.
Man.
I think, all right, let's not give it away for free, bro.
Dude, that's brilliant, bringing it to Secret Wars. Okay, what else we got? We got, let's see, Jungle Bottomless Wind. Lusty Robot. What I kind of like Lusty Robot. What kind of character would Lusty Robot be?
All right, you want to try it out? You want to interview Lusty Robot?
Oh, sure. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're here at the TED conference. We are very excited to be hands-on with the first erotic robot ever released to the public. We're here with Lusty R. Obot. Lusty.
Show me your puss.
I'm sorry, Lusty. I didn't hear that. Say that again.
Show it to me.
show you what?
Your puss.
Okay, Lusty. I'm afraid that you have mistaken me for
give
a
me,
woman.
Give me.
What is your function, Lusty? Lusty.
One or two fingers. Three is the ultimate pleasure.
You sound an awful lot like a robot we're familiar with, Lusty. Do you have any relation to one Max Trollbot?
He is my brother.
Is he?
I'm another mother.
So you feel a kinship with Max Trollbox?
I do not appear to see your puss before me.
Is that a problem? Do you feel
your
like
your puss is required?
I'm a man, though. I'm not entirely sure how I'd be able to present such a thing.
I don't ask questions. I just demand puss. Puss.
Okay, all right. That's a little taste of what you'll get from Lusty Robot. Lusty Robot with oh, great! There it is. Lusty.
Just kidding, Alex. It's me. I am the Lusty Robot. I am the one who demands your puss.
Wait, what would you have done, Max, if I had actually shown my puss? Oh, so we should. We should do Max Trollbot as one of the.
I can't. All right, yeah. We can do Max.
Can you bring the Max Trollbot mask down with you?
I don't know if that's going to be feasible.
All right. Let's see. We got. We've got two
choices. I feel
like
that interview should have been cut off right at Show Me Your Puss. I feel like it was just a 15-minute interview ending at Show Me Your Puss.
That's fair enough. Hey, all right, we got three choices. You got Hitler, Space Hitler, or Nerdtacular Hype Man. Which of those do you want to do?
I feel like we could do Nerdtacular Hype Man at the beginning of the album.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you see any that you want to do? I don't know if I want to do Space Hitler.
Dude, actually, no, Hitler. No Hitler stuff. That's a terrible idea.
No Hitler.
I'm going to do...
What about Gossipy Hitler?
Gossipy Hitler? All right, let me do... just for those of you who don't know or don't remember what Twit Hype Man was, we got this amazing sauce for you. Oh, this is just the long. Oh, wait. Wait, whoa, whoa.
Belt. Play yourself the song, Brian.
Son of a bitch. I typed in the word censored. I typed in censored. All right. Somebody give me the link to the censored version of the Twit Hype Man, because I feel like we got to remember exactly what we're dealing with the Twit Hype Man. Oh, here it
Maybe
is.
Maybe we can catch that on the way out. Do you see anything else there that strikes your fancy?
Yeah. Okay. We got R.I.P. Chad. We got Vagina Paul. Hold on. We've got
Vagina Paul.
Yeah, man, it's
Vagina Paul. This is the best character ever.
Hello, it's just me, Vagina Paul. I love the vaginas.
We're here now with a man who is becoming very, very popular on Instagram.
Oi.
He goes by the tag Vagina Paul. Vagina, how are you doing today?
Oh, so horny. Do me a favor. Take your fingers. Here, I'm going to put my hands like this, and I need you to put your hands like my hands on.
Now, you're asking, you have both of your hands on top of him, and you're asking me to put it the other way.
Right.
Which
right.
Right. What would that accomplish?
Well, it'd get my eyes on them vaginas. I love vaginas so much. I'm Vagina Paul.
What do you think drives your vagina love?
It's when I was a child, someone dropped a can of dog food, and the end split off.
What was it? Who dropped the can of dog food?
My mom.
Was it a stranger?
My mom. She was making dog
Your
food.
Mom. Your mom dropped a can of dog food, and then what did you do?
Right. So the can of dog food hits the ground, right?
Uh-huh.
And the top splits off, and I look, and it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It's dog food that has been, upon impact, split among the, like, in a vertical just split of meat, and it looked beautiful. And it was 10 more years till I found out I was seeing my first vagina.
So you're saying that your consistent hunt for vaginas has really been just to look for the closest possible recreation of that dog food splatter that you saw as a child that your mom dropped?
Do
you not find that to be a bit Freudian?
I think there is objective truth in the world, and that objective truth is a vagina. And
that looks like dog food. Shouldn't you be dog food, Paul?
No, silly. That's just like I'm genuinely offended as Vagina Paul.
Like, I'm trying to express to you that the objective truth is what was within that dog food, and that was just how it manifested itself to me. All right, so Vagina...
I think we got something. Vagina Paul's in.
Vagina Paul's in. All right, what about Jeeb the racist time traveler's grandma that loved black dong and invented pizza bagels?
That actually sounds like something that we came up with, right?
It is, dude. Do you not remember Time Machine Hitler, Time Machine Racist?
Oh, is it Jeeb? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's his name.
We got,
because that wasn't all that the pizza bagels lady was singing about.
I know, right? Let's see. We got
Find That Attack 2. Enjoy the Garden. Available now on iTunes and Bandcamp.
We've got Racist Paula Deen, which is just another way to type the word Paula Deen. Mega Vortex putting himself in there. Alex Jones's high school girlfriend. Random Hype Man. Tom's evil sentient beard. Max Netflix. Oh, wait. Do you know about this?
Oh, the new Netflix thing?
Yeah, called Max. There's Brian's Bane impersonation.
Oh, John.
Wait, I can't. There's actually beer in here, so I can't do the Bane impression. Unfortunately. Phil Collins. Any of the guys who Justin masturbated next to. Postini Jr., Tom Merritt.
Did I tell you that two out of the three have listened to the album and thought it was hilarious?
Oh, that's great, dude. That's awesome. And they weren't freaked out or weirded out about it, like you brought that up?
No, one of them, my mom played it for them.
Okay, what's it like to play that album for your mom? Because my mom still hasn't heard it.
Well, my mom played it herself. I didn't actually play it for her. Like, I'm very much with anything that we do when someone is, like, trying to be polite and it's like, oh, I got to listen to that. I say, no, you don't. You don't need to be polite and listen to it. Like, don't. Like, if you want to, then go ahead, right? Like, I'm proud of it. I would like for people to hear it. But, like, if it's a polite thing, then don't. Because it's not for everybody. It's sure. for people who find that the idea of it exciting.
Right. Correct. And so you're dodging the I want to
hear. So my mom played it herself. She was like, as soon as like, it's all me screwing on the internet until we get on the Billboard charts.
Right.
And then she's like, oh, I should be proud of my son.
Oh, no.
Let me find out why I should be proud of my son. And so she listened to it and she thought, I mean, my mom has a very similar sense of humor to my own. So she found it hilarious.
Okay, good. So, but she just up and tells you, so I listened to your album. And then is there like a lightning bolt that you're like, everything stops and you just like, you hear a fly's wing beats for, you know, as you.
No, because to be honest with my mom, the only thing I worry about is that I'm going to say something about our family or something that she knows that's going to be incorrect.
Right.
And then I have to justify, well, mom, it's for laughs.
Right.
Like,
you know,
when I had to spend 30 minutes explaining to my uncle why my friend Brian called him a child molester on an album that hit the top 10 Billboard charts.
It was
a throwaway line. I know. I don't blame you, but it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, now I gotta go and explain it. You know,
Mrs. Rob,
I told him, listen, like, yeah, it was funny. It was Mrs. a really funny Robert line. Yelling, he called you a child molester.
In the chat room, says my son is such a good jerker. so like, were you excited? So she says, I listened to your album and were you electrified or did you want to make her proud or did she have a favorite track? Like, this is fascinating to me because this is a line I'm afraid to cross.
I asked her what her favorite track was just cause I was curious about it. But I mean, my mom is like my hero in life for 1,000 different reasons. But, I mean, but at the same time, like, it's not like my mom's taste in comedy is something that I'm like, oh, well, if I can get on Gloria Young's radar and I'm really hitting the peaks of laughs. Like, I hope that she is proud of me. I know she is proud of me for reasons beyond what my work is. But I'm happy when, for whatever reason, her sense of what she enjoys and the stuff that I produce overlap.
All right, we got some good suggestions coming in here. Let's go ahead and wrap things up here. We got Bobo Brushwood, my kid. We got Pie High Dog, which would be great to see come back.
But that was always a Ryan character.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, no, that belongs to Ryan. Jeff the Flagellant Postman.
I think that's a little too on the nose.
Wait, is there a Jeff? Do you know what Jeff do as a postman?
No, but if it's like the farting postman, then like where are the jokes? Oh. I'm delivering a letter.
So he meant flatulent. I was wondering what flagellant was, like self-flagellating or whatever. Let's see. Strumbum, Jury is a Hobo, Satan at the DMV. Does that do anything for you? We have this. We have this helpful book. We have poop. We could do an interview with a combination of Kanye and Alex Jones where we could.
But who does? I mean, because if I'm doing Alex, we're doing like, one track with Alex Jones where we're recreating the Piers Morgan Alex Jones.
Oh, no, you're right. Okay, then that's got to be it. That's got to be done. Hurry up with
my damn croissants.
Obviously drunk Justin trying to act like obviously sober Brian or vice versa. I feel like there's something there.
I'll tell you what, that will naturally happen throughout the course of Nerdacular.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. I don't know, man. All right, dude. Well, I guess we got to wrap things up. I guess
we got a great list here. If you're coming to Nerdacular, make sure that you say hello. We are hopefully rolling pretty deep with Chat Realm. So I'll tell you, I'm pumped. I have not been this excited for an event in a long while. And, you know, after this, it is the countdown to Dragon Con
all right,
as well.
Now, I don't want to say that this. Oh, speaking of which, we still have to get like our hotel figured out for that thing. And to be honest, like I've been so lousy, I haven't proposed any panels or any of that stuff. The one thing that is proposed is people in the chat room are proposing that this should be the cover for Night Attack 3, A Christmas Hobo,
with Santa taking a leak on the side of a wall, drinking a bottle of Ruin'em. Does that do anything for you?
I'll tell you, maybe, well, I don't know if this is to be put out there, but maybe I heard a rumor that there's a spot at DragonCon where we have another recording session, like the one that we're going to do at Nerdtacular, if this one goes well. And maybe that could be a Christmas album. I don't know.
All right.
It seemed like it'd be the perfect time to record a Christmas album.
It does seem like that to me. So in the meantime, it also seems like it's time for us to check in on the Movie Draft Minute.
Welcome to your Movie Draft Minute for the week of July 1st, 2013. I'm your host, Roberto Villegas. Whether you'll be at Nerdtacular, Spill.com/RTX, Convergence, or just simply at home this weekend, rest assured, you'll all get this week's Movie Draft Update. Cargill's in sixth place with White House Down bringing in $24.8 million a week, bringing his total to $210.2 million. Tom Arris in fifth place with The Heat bringing in $39.1 million a week, bringing his total to $267.7 million. Scott Johnson's in fourth place with $269.9 million. Sarah Lane's in third place with $412.5 million. Brian Brushwood's in second place with $494.5 million. And in first place with $584.9 million, it's Justin Robert Young. And that is your Movie Draft Minute for the week of July 1st, 2013.
Man.
Brian, you're the winner.
Yeah, you think it's just, okay.
It's over. It's over.
Where, is there any intrigue?
Dead giveaway.
Is there any, okay, and first of all, keep in mind, like, I might actually... It would be more exciting if I got my ass handed to me at this point, right? We agree? Like, it would be a massive turn of expectations.
Well, no, because it's not going to happen. I mean, like the cards are out on the table. I needed Superman to be a $500 million movie. It's a $300 million movie. The $200 million that I needed is cushion for the absolute drubbing I'm going to take on Despicable Me 2.
Right.
Like, assuming... that Smurfs 2 insanely overperforms and does what Despicable Me 2 does. You still have Grown Ups 2, which is tracking okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a $100 million movie.
Yeah.
And you got At World's End, which is going to be $30 million, $40 million.
Right. Like, to put it in perspective, like, you are $100 million ahead of me, or not even, you're like $90 million ahead of me. And
that, and then the extra $30 million that Superman might give me.
Right. So we'll say you're $120 million ahead, and then you've got only the Smurfs 2. Your Smurfs 2 has to defeat my Despicable Me 2, Grown Ups 2.
Despicable Me
2
is going to do $120 million opening weekend.
Yeah. No, it's going to be pretty huge. The tie-ins have been crazy. Sarah only has. She's got Turbo, Elysium, and Kick-Ass 2, but I and keep in mind, Sarah's only $80 million behind me. So here's the question. Do you think you beat Sarah?
Yes, because I don't think any of those three movies do any money.
But then if not those, then what left in the summer will? Because those are the last set of movies near the end.
Yeah, I it's over. It's done. You win.
All right. Here's what I'm trying to ask is there any drama for who comes in second or third or doesn't come in last? Maybe that's what we should do is flip this thing on his head and be all like, who will have the shame of being last place in the movie draft?
No, I mean, listen, you win. That the story is Brian. The story is the fact that the most prolific player in movie draft history is Brian Brushwood.
God damn it.
Listen, and by the way, don't think it doesn't eat my soul every time that I think about it. Just so you know. All right, there's a BART strike right now in San Francisco, okay? Like, you can't take the BART.
Right.
So I've been on the ferry to go in and out from the city.
Yeah.
There's a blimp that is a minion from Despicable Me 2 that floats over the city of San Francisco.
Right.
And I look at it, and you know what I see, Brian?
You see hate.
Not the delightful one-eyed creature that will populate Despicable Me 2. I see my own failure. I see a gigantic balloon that says, Justin, you invented this game. that has made so many people giving rat's ass about something that is very, very, very small, like the idea of movie box office returns, and all you do is get your ass handed to you by the other person who you host this show with, okay?
So
there. I hate it. It sucks. I want to kill myself, and you're going to win the movie draft.
I'm trying really hard to, like, turn the focus to something else. Like, let's find something that's not charged.
No. In this.
All right. Well, in that case, let me just point out, it's looking like three Pete. For me, Pete.
What do you mean three Pete? You won the Puerto Rican League,
okay,
and you won the summer movie draft again. Congratulations.
Okay, fine. So, right. So the ratio is 2-1.
Besides, we're all counting down to the biggest year in movie draft history.
Oh, dude. 2 years from now. 2015, man. Like this is the long game we've got set out. Like, and we should, like, this is no joke. Like, Justin sends me text messages. What did you say that last time? It was just like, what was the movie?
Here, we need a website. We need somebody who wants to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Is basically what I'm saying.
Make this thing so everyone can play their own movie draft league, because like 2015, and you don't even have to
we need a
prototype
where people can create their own leagues for next summer.
Right.
So people play it. So we do a 1 year play test where people play it. Right. Cause 2015 is when this game blows up, is when this game becomes mainstream.
Okay, now you realize T2T2 is already made, draft.t2t2.eu, where he's already made the stuff, but it's all labeled.
We got to be ready for prime time. It's got to look okay.
Yeah, I'm saying, and keep in mind, we're saying either T2T2 needs to get this up and running, or anyone who wants to stab him in the back and claim his throne as most favored nation status.
I'm just saying, the site that does what we want first, like, this is our Ansari X Prize.
Yes, there you go. No, hey, first of all, for the record, T2T2 is one of the
he's
most legend.
He's a
god among men. He's the reason that anything awesome on our show ever happens.
All right. Here's the deal. We do need to wrap this up because we've gone super late on this show. However, let me just say one thing. It is a continuing travesty in this area, specifically in Northern California, that Dan Dirks is not hired by a company that could use somebody who is an absolute magician.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that nobody's scooped up Dan Dirks?
I just got sent last month's data on strawpoll.me.
Yeah, strawpoll.me. By the way,
I ain't telling tales out of school, but 1.5 million uniques in a month.
Okay, and keep in mind, all we did was run our fat, stupid mouths off on this show, saying, you know what would be great is a polling thing that you could take an instant poll and have it update real time. And suddenly, boom, Dan Dirks whips
and
up
that,
straw
and
poll.
And all he's done. I mean, he has been the guy who's run the movie league. You know, he's been the one who's run the spreadsheet on that. He's a database savant. He's an absolute genius. And I'll tell you what, the company that hires him will be immediately better for it. He's a genius.
Hang on, I'm making a poll.
Jason, you guys still use straw poll on AAA, right?
There it is.
You guys still use straw poll on AAA, right?
Strawpoll.me/151791.
Yeah.
There it is. This is how easy straw pulling. You're right, dude. Dan Dirks is one of the good ones. Hey, Bonnie just showed up. You want to chime in, Bonnie?
I mean, Jason Al, I was just talking to Jason Al. All About Android uses it for their arena feature every week, and they had nothing but problems with other polling services. So,
well,
anyway. All right.
Anyway.
We need to wrap it up.
Point is, he's awesome, and things are great. Bonnie's waiting for us to wrap up. She's, like, annoyed with me personally.
What?
I don't know what I did. She's always mad.
No.
At all times.
Hey, Brian, play
my
the
mic's
song.
Not on even.
I'm playing the song.
No. The song that you play to Bonnie.
God.
Wait, let me get my fans. By fans, I don't mean my Twitter followers. I mean my dance fans.
Did you see that Photoshop of us?
Oh my god. Oh, of us?
No, of me and my older me.
Yes. Full of pain.
By the way, that's the guy who's gonna bang you next time we do it. So
why are you gonna say things like that?
Hey Brian, see you next Tuesday.
Dude, do me a favor, die in a fire. Bye.
I don't know.